All right, ladies, shall we get down to business?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is the middle of July and it is hot.
Yes, hot. It is. Everywhere.
Everywhere. I guess this is what, I don't even know. I haven't had any 100 degree days yet, but I don't want any.
It's 106 here right now.
No, thank
and
you.
It's going to be here. Over 100 degrees for the next week and a half.
But aren't you in one of those dry heat states?
Not in July. July is the rainy season.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's humid also. It's 106 and like 35% humidity.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we can be happy about, I guess, is while we were gone, there were some good things that happened. Robert Kelly is in jail, and we are very happy that that happened. Mm-hmm. It was a good thing that happened. That was wonderful. And I hear he's getting a warm welcome from all the prisoners there.
Oh, that's so
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he got beat up, I think, 3 times so far.
Oh, damn.
Well deserved. See,
I was thinking that him being R. Kelly would, like, save him from that rat.
No, you know, prisoners do not take kindly to pedophiles. I think of all of the crimes, that one, they do not appreciate. Those are the lowest of the low. And there's, like, a hierarchy of crimes. That's like the one that they're like, absolutely. Because a lot of them have children. And a lot of them are in there for people who did things to their child.
Oh, yeah.
A man's got to have a code.
There is a prison code. There 100% is. I don't know if you guys saw this TikTok. There was this girl, there was this white girl on TikTok who made a video of all the women who, I guess, used her for her services when she was in jail. And she was like rating them, and people were like, are you not scared that like they'll come for you? And she was like, no, like there was, this is like this became like a thing, but like there's a code in jail, like you they become a family or whatever. And I was like, that's really interesting. Nothing I would want to like experience.
Yeah, I don't ever need to experience that firsthand,
but understand
I'm fine hearing stories about it.
Yes, thanks. Exactly. One court story I don't want to hear anything else about, but I don't know why they won't get out the news. If Johnny Depp and Amber Heard don't get out the newspapers.
Right?
Are people still so over them?
Girl, listen, yes. this chick is trying to get out of paying so bad. She wanted to call a mistrial. She wanted to do a retrial. She's trying to appeal. Like, every day it's something else for her not to pay this money. It's my fault for clicking on an article maybe back in May, and Google now thinks that I want to hear about it every day in my newsfeed. But every day it's something else, every day. But another court case that's going to come up that I will be interested in is Elon Musk trying to get out of buying Twitter.
I have read about that.
He messed that up on purpose.
I have read about that, and I agree. I think that he messed it up on purpose. And there was something about Twitter's lawyers were like, he kept buying stock after he started disparaging the company. Like, when he started driving the price down, he bought more stock, even though their like pre-buying contract or something said that he wasn't supposed to be doing stuff like that. Yeah, he got to pay that money now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him to own it, but at the same time, I want to be like, what? I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. I feel like it's rich people playing games, but messing up other people's lives. Because the amount of people who like changed jobs because they thought he was going to buy it, or left their other companies because he's messing with the market. And also, I mean, there are people who like, you know, their job depends on what's going on with Twitter or not going on with Twitter or whatever. I just, all of it seems not okay. And as someone who works in technology, it affects a lot of the things that I do. So I don't like it. It didn't make me happy. And I'm interested to see how this court case turns out.
The court that they're going to is all weird, though, because it's like a special Connecticut, like, business technology court or something like that.
But you have, that you have to have judges.
Deals with mergers and you acquisitions have to have and stuff.
A judge and a system that understands these contracts because they have all sorts of loopholes and things.
Right, but there's a lawyer for each team that's on that council of judges. It's like a chancellery or something like that, and it's like five judges, and the law firms that Elon Musk and Twitter have hired each have a lawyer that works for that firm on that judge panel. So how's that gonna work?
Girl, it's super convoluted. I don't know. All I know is it's a lot of reading the papers, and it's a lot of going through documents to prove which side has the better story.
I don't really be on Twitter, so I was never really concerned with whether or not he was going to buy it. But $44 billion seems like a lot of money, even for the richest person in the world to come up with, or one of the richest people in the world to come up with. Liquid, $44 billion liquid dollars is a lot of dollars.
Sure is. It sure is, but that's his fault. He has a history of buying companies and then taking credit for making them. Like, he didn't create Tesla, he bought Tesla. He didn't create
Thomas
the record
Edison.
Company. He record company, the rocket company. He bought the rocket company. Mm-hmm. He didn't do any of these things, but people credit him as being this like super smart, super whatever guy. No, he's just rich and privileged. That's his only claim to fame. That's it. He buys things.
Yeah, I remember when I read that he wasn't any type of scientist, engineer, or anything. He was just a person that had a rich daddy.
A rich daddy who has sex with his stepdaughter.
Lord have mercy. That is so horrible. It was supposed to be a secret, by the way. That's what all the news articles said. They kept saying she gives birth to second secret child with stepdaughter. And I'm like, what?
It's a secret, but it's in the news.
Yeah, every headline says it's a secret. Too late.
How did anybody find out? Why did anybody find out?
Right? What about...
What am I talking about? There's something else. There's another... I don't know. I didn't mean to be super court focused right now, but the third court case, there was just a lot of legal stuff happening.
All right.
Donald Trump and his rest of his family was supposed to be subpoenaed this week.
Oh.
However, it got pushed back because Ivana Trump passed away. You know what they said that her cause of death was? She fell over and had a heart attack. Just the day before they were supposed to go for depositions. That's weird. That's suspicious.
Well, it's a little suspicious.
That is suspicious.
And then Donald Trump said that he is too distraught over the death
of the
mother of his children.
Of course.
And he went on a jet to go play golf. The next day. Which was the day of the deposition.
Oh, he killed her. He had her whacked.
Allegedly.
The autopsy
allegedly.
Came back.
We have to say allegedly.
The autopsy came back and it said that she hit her head when she fell down the stairs. I guess she had the heart attack at the top of the stairs.
She fell over and the head trauma caused her cardiac arrest.
I had another court one. I don't know if you heard about Ricky Martin.
Oh, girl. I don't believe that one. That's why I didn't bring that one up, because I'm like, I don't want to. That sounds like a Michael Jackson thing to me, but we'll see.
I don't believe it, but I'm curious what information the nephew has that he was able to bypass the necessary steps to get a kind of like a restraining order. Like, he skipped some steps.
Yeah.
Is what happened. And they rushed it. And then Ricky Martin made that statement on his social media accounts saying that whatever you're hearing is a lie, but I can't talk about it because it's an ongoing case, which I understand. But Puerto Rico has those strict laws on incest where he could go to jail for 50 years if allegedly something like that happened.
Yeah, I 100% want this to be not true, but especially because of like the things we heard about Menudo and like how there was some inappropriate stuff that happened with Menudo and how he had left that group. So I don't want to believe this.
I'm really hoping that is not true,
that there's no inappropriate behavior that happened, and that that it's just an extortion kind of thing, because it all started with I think like a maid or somebody who was working for him, an assistant, and then they were in cahoots with the cousin and the brother, and there was a whole thing. So I'm hoping
About money. That's you're right.
But I think it's like money. An extortion thing, and it's just blowing up too big, but we'll see. But there's been a lot of drama. I don't know. I think the heat is getting to people's heads, and I don't know. But I will say this. There is some good news, some good stuff going on in the courtrooms, or at least legal-wise. Your girl, J-Lo, is now J-Fleck? J-whatever. Anyway, she married...
Jennifer Lynn Affleck, okay?
Yeah, okay. So she finally decided to embrace her inner white girl. And you are mute, Ashley.
I noticed that she looks a little bit paler, but I didn't want to say anything.
I was going to say that she's finally got the white girl name to fit the white girl that she's always wanted to be. She's Jennifer Affleck now. She's no longer Jennifer Lopez. Oh my goodness. Like the roles that are going to open up to her now, she can finally just be a white woman.
Yeah,
She's
always a white woman. And if she's not a white woman, she's a maid.
That was a good movie.
There's this video. I saw it on TikTok, or maybe on YouTube, Facebook. Anyways, I saw a video, and she went back to the house that she used to live in, and she walked by it, and there was this older gentleman on the porch, right? I think this gentleman's from the islands. And he might be Puerto Rican, he may be Dominican, I'm not sure. And she's like, I used to live here. And he's like, what? And she's like, I used to live in this house. And he's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Jennifer. And she's like, Jennifer who? And she's like, Jennifer Lopez. And he's like, what? Like, this man was like, who are you? And he did not care. And I was like, I thought you were Jenny from the block. Like, the block don't know you. Like, the block has never known
She hasn't been back to that block since she was 13 years old.
She tried to go back all the time. But it's interesting that she recorded that footage and she played it. Like, she was making her own documentary. Like, she has no shame.
Oh, what was the documentary for?
I don't know. She should be doing stuff just to show up, be talking about stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, it's real, though. What was she going to do? Just cut that man totally out of it after she was talking to him in the thing?
You know what I noticed with her being with Ben Affleck versus with someone with an ethnic background? She finally showed her true bare-faced skin. When she was with A-Rod, it was like dressed to the nines every minute. Done. When she was a Puffy, dressed to the nines.
Oh yeah, but yeah. No, she can put on her sweats and stuff when she would.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I think because me and my girlfriend were talking about this, we were talking about the differences when we date outside of our race, and there's a certain look that certain men that we have come in encountered that want us to look a certain way. Like they always want us to have our hair looking a certain way, makeup, all this. But when we're with, let's say, white men, they don't care. The wilder the hair, the better. No makeup, fine. Wear whatever you want. Like, it's just a different vibe. Like, it's not the same energy. And I feel like it's the same for Jennifer. Just going back on my personal experience and my girlfriend's experience, and we live two different lives.
I think she just got older. Because when she was with Puffy, she was like a young, hot thing. And you always got to be dressed to the nine when you're the it girl of the era. And then when she was with A-Rod, she was still in her, like...
Ma'am, she was just with A-Rod last year. Like, not even that long ago. Like, a few months ago. I think this year. She was with A-Rod this year, ma'am.
I thought she was with A-Rod a couple of years ago, and she just broke up with her.
She was with A-Rod at the inauguration, girl.
That's not. She dated A-Rod him before then. Also, the movie
"Marry Me."
She went back to him.
The movie that just came out in theaters.
She dated him, and then she married the person that she has her twins by, and then she went back to A-Rod.
Enrique.
No. Mark Anthony.
Mark, why did I say that? Mark Anthony. I always confuse the two of them. And it's not very nice.
They do not look the same. They're not even the same Spanish.
I just said that. They're nothing alike. I just confused the names. I know that there's nothing alike about them.
So she was with A-Rod for up until this year, I believe, because she was with him when she made the movie Marry Me, the one that just came out, which is a cute movie, but mm-hmm. you didn't see it.
But like, did she spin the block on him like she spent the block on Ben, though? That's what I'm saying, because my brain is not processing
about to get married
being with her, she being with him right now.
She was planning her wedding.
I do remember that before, though.
She broke up with him before, like, maybe not too.
No, what Ashley is saying is, has she been with A-Rod two times or just the one time?
Oh no, I think just the one time.
I feel like she's been connected to him before.
A-Rod used to give the ladies those gift baskets, and if he ever gave J-Lo that, it would have been a wrap. So I don't think he was with her.
I think he wanted to get with her, but they didn't get together. She got with someone else.
I was about to say, I definitely remember them being connected years ago.
He wanted to get with her, but
New York.
All right.
But...
They're married now. She took his last name. Kids, like, I think she has more rings now than Tom Brady.
Someone should. Let me stop. I'm gonna speak.
I think someone. Yeah, I think she beats Tom Brady for rings now. Good
That's
for her.
Hilarious.
That ring is so pretty.
Is it? I didn't see it.
Well, like, okay, there's the engagement ring, but then the wedding band is just very like plain and classy. I like it. Like, it's not over the top.
Interesting.
She showed it when she was in bed, no makeup. She was just like this, smiling. I was like, go ahead, girl.
Well,
I love her with Ben. There is this song that she made with him in the early 2000s, one of my favorite J-Lo songs ever. Baby, I love
I don't think I've ever heard the sentence favorite J-Lo song.
Literally never.
Ever in my life. I don't think I've ever anyone.
It's the first I didn't know that was a thing that people had. Favorite J-Lo song.
If I have to say I have a favorite Jennifer Lopez song, it is
I Love You. The fact that you even know any of her songs is.
A lot of her songs.
Okay.
My favorite J-Lo song is a Selena song, so I don't know.
All right. In news more closely related to Disney, Thor Love and Thunder came out last weekend. It is getting panned by critics and audience for a multitude of reasons. We're not going to talk about it this week. We will talk about it next week. I have thoughts. They are good thoughts. But I think what we've come to know is that once critics get to talking, you know, a lot of people go with whatever the critics say, but you'll get our thoughts on the movie next week. The next shows that are coming out, we're getting, what is the name of the show? Why is it leaving my head? She-Hulk is coming up next in August. And then in November, we are getting Wakanda Forever. So those are the next shows that are coming up for us. We are also getting Andor on the Star Wars side. That's coming out next for us. And that's going to be 12 episodes. So that's what's next on the docket for us. I have a Disney World trip coming up in October, and I'm super excited. Super, super excited. I might do a play-by-play while I'm there, maybe film some stuff and put it up. In October. But speaking of parks, there's some drama over at a Sesame Place that happened. I don't know if you heard about this, Ashley.
I just watched those videos and oh my goodness.
Yeah, so apparently they're snubbing little brown and black children and not giving them attention.
Listen, I saw the Zoe character high five a grown person next to these children. It was an adult. That was a grown ass hand. And then literally say no to these two little brown girls. The way I would have snatched that character's head right off their shoulders just they're to reassure my children.
Keep it cool, but I can feel one of the ladies, she was like, they just, there's a lot of more videos I didn't even send you, Ashley. Mm-hmm. One of them had the Zoe character saying hi to everyone, and right when the little brown kid was there, basically waved no and walked away. And then there was another character, it's like a blue, I forgot the blue character's name, it's not Elmo, but there's a blue one.
Grover.
Grover,
is it Grover? We'll say Grover. He was saying hi and shaking everyone's hand, and his little cutie pie brown boy was walking up to him, and he damn near pushed the boy out the way with like the big like belly of the character and walked into the kid. And I was just like, what's the reason? Like, where is this coming from?
When I was watching the Zoe one, I was thinking maybe because like it's hard to see the little short people with the mask and the eyes and the holes or whatever. But no, she clearly saw those little girls. Yes. And for me as a parent, just to reassure my child that their favorite character did not just ignore them, I would have to show them that there was a white lady inside there. Like, you can't, no.
That's what they're asking for. They're like, who is in Rosita's costume?
So Sesame Place said for the Zoe video that went viral, they said that the character was actually saying no to someone who was behind the little girls, who was asking for something specific. And so the character was saying, no, I can't do what it was something. The person was asking for them to do something and they were like, no, I can't do that. And that they weren't talking to the little girls. But then people came with other videos of other things happening. And now they're saying that they're going to put all of their people through sensitivity training.
Oh, but why are they putting their people through sensitivity training if it wasn't about the black child, if it was about the big person behind
them? Right. Why not just say, it was a big misunderstanding? That person needs to be fired. The people who are ignoring children need to be straight up fired.
All I'm going to say, it wouldn't happen at Disney.
That's true.
It wouldn't happen at Disney.
That's because all those people in those character seats are on LSD.
They say hi to everybody. I love them.
Listen, so there was a thing that happened. So because this happened, people are sharing videos at Disney. And there's this one video of Disney where so this character Gaston, right? And this girl comes up to Gaston and she's wearing what looks like a bathing suit. And usually Disney will kick you out if you are inappropriately dressed. Like if you come in dressed like a thot, Disney will kick you out. They'll just be like, absolutely not.
Because this is for the children.
Right, like, why are your titties
come
out?
Come on, sure, but remember who this is for.
Right, so she was dressed, she had on like a leotard. And so she gives up to Gaston and she's like, oh, whatever. And she grabs his pecs and he's like, get out. Like he literally is like, why are you touching me? Like, you shouldn't be touching me. Please go. And so, like, this happened, like, last year. People were, like, pointing to, like, other visuals at Disney. Like, because, you know, Disney, like, you walk up to the characters and you can, like, you know, interact with them and stuff. You know, before the pandemic, and they just started doing that again. And it was, like, at Disney, the characters will definitely let you, like, you know, like, it's all about that. Like, you can interact with them. Like, it would never happen at Disney. Disney does not do that. They train you very well to interact with the character, even the mean ones. Like I've seen videos of like the Wicked Witch being like, is this little thing trying to talk to me? Like they just, it's just.
Oh, that Maleficent so and that baby. Oh my goodness. That's one of my favorite videos, Maleficent and that baby.
It's trying to talk to me. What is this?
Yeah, those Sesame Street characters need to be fired. Forget sensitivity training.
I'm going to go to Sesame Place right now just because.
Like, you can't train racism out of somebody.
I've never been there.
No, I don't want to know. Starbucks will tell you you can. Didn't they have like month-long sessions where they shut down the store to do it?
That was crazy.
And honestly, did they do it more than once? I think they shut down the store like one time.
They did it more than once. People was mad. Not only are you doing this stupid thing that's not going to work, but you are also depriving people of their damn coffee.
Right?
Don't make no sense.
I feel like it doesn't take a month of Sundays to tell your employees don't call the cops on Black people who are literally just sitting there.
That could have been sent in an email.
In an email, like, don't be a racist dickhead.
Text message, a phone call.
You can't train niceness. Like, you can't train people to not be
themselves.
I'm okay. Let's talk about it, Miss Marvel.
I love it.
And I know that's just going to stay. Six episodes was not enough.
It wasn't.
Six episodes was enough for me in this show. I feel like they did it.
I want more.
They did it
in
this.
All right.
20 episode season.
Ma'am, it did not need 20 episodes. What were they going to do in 20 episodes?
Listen, a lot. I want to hear all the backstories about every single family member. I want them to go back to Pakistan. I want to see everything. I want to hear about their recipes. I want to get like every freaking detail about this family. I love them so much.
So for me, in the first episode, her mother was getting on my nerves, and I think it was because she reminded me so much of my mother. I was like, why is this my mother on screen? Like, oh my goodness. But I like how by the end, they were so much closer because they understood the reason her mother was treating her like that is because her mother treated her like that.
Of course, yeah, generation. Yeah. But I like this mom better than all the other moms that we've seen in the Disney shows. I mean, the Disney Marvel shows.
Yeah, she was definitely better than Mei Ling.
The dad, like, oh my God.
Dads in these movies.
Baby girl.
The dads in these shows are always my favorite.
Yeah,
what was the girl from Turning Red? What was her name?
I forgot.
No idea.
Yeah. But her dad was awesome, but yeah.
That mom got on my nerves the whole time, except the end when she turned into a panda. But
yeah, no, the dad was great.
Yeah.
I usually scoff at people healing their parent traumas in 15 minutes. But this actually made me giggle a little bit because with the mother and the grandmother, it was really just like, oh, okay. So you weren't insane this whole time. You were actually seeing the things that you were seeing. And now that I've seen them, I believe you. So my bad, mom. We good.
I absolutely love the grandma. The love, so my grandma just passed and I've been traveling, seeing my family and everything. And I just love the family dynamic in this show. And it just warmed my heart, that bond that she had with the grandma and that connection and the story behind it. Like, I loved it. I think maybe that's why I love the show more. It just touched my heart a little differently.
Yeah. Muniba, I think, imagine if like your mother was always talking about other dimensions and like magic and stuff, and everybody in the community thought she was crazy, and you were just like, I just want to be normal. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. What bangle, like stars, like what are you like? You would definitely be like, my mother's crazy, I need to get out of here. Yeah. And then now your daughter is always this. Daydreaming, not focused on stuff, and you're like, no, I'm not doing this again.
Right. Real aliens are a thing, and other dimensions are
right.
A real thing.
You just right.
The blip. And now your teenage daughter is like, I want to be a part of all of that.
Yep. Yeah. And you're like, no. I did this when I was younger. I'm not doing this again. You stay here.
But also, How didn't she call her mother as soon as like that portal opened up in New York in Avengers 1? How did she not call her mom and be like, oh my gosh, mom, you were right this whole time. Other dimensions and portals and all this other stuff really does exist. I'm so sorry. Like, why did it take her this long after that? That should have been an
instant reconciliation. Instant reconciliation.
Instant reconciliation. Yes. Yeah, it definitely, or at least we should have picked up in the series when they were trying to repair their relationship after the daughter has realized that everything that her mother was saying was completely plausible.
And were they, like, nobody in that family got blipped? Like,
all I guess not.
How did that work?
That's right.
I guess not. There's four they got
of them, and
lucky.
Like, all of them were saved.
They and their little friends.
And their grandma in Pakistan.
And grandma, nobody got blipped from the whole family.
None of their family got blipped.
And the chosen, that's why. The clandestine.
Oh, so all the Muslims saved all the Muslims. Ooh.
It was the jinn. Thanos didn't factor in the jinn when he did that. So their family had a little bit of protection in there. That's what that was.
Okay. All right.
I loved that they touched on the history of what happened in India with the partition.
Yeah.
How they the colonizers separated them and pitted the people against each other, the Hindus and the Muslims, when they lived together. They lived
I did not even know that's how Pakistan was formed as a country. I had no idea about that.
Listen, there's enough that happened to another two countries. I don't want to talk about that one. No, that's always been two countries. That's a whole different war. Israel and Palestine.
Mm. Yeah. Sheesh. And it's really about the same thing too, separating people by their religion and saying, hey, you this religion, you go live up here. And
but they did it to Palestine religion, twice.
Living down there.
They did it to Palestine twice. Can you imagine you have a house? I don't want to get too deep into this, but you have a house and they said, no, that you were living somewhere, they kick you out. Then they're like, actually, no, you can come back. You build a house. And then you have land, and then they come back and go, actually, we were kidding. No. And they kick you out.
Ours too. That's exactly what happened.
So,
and they give you no access to the border to actual resources on purpose so that you have no choice but to try to get access from this country that denies your existence. I can't. I won't get into that side of the country, but for Pakistan and India, that I really love that they brought light
imagine
to that.
Imagine how and huge it. India was.
It's still big, but yeah.
It's still big.
It is still big. India is a huge country right now. But the same thing kind of Pakistan, happening goodness.
With the USSR to Russia, I mean, which is, think about what Putin's doing, right? He's trying to create the USSR again. He's like, all right, y'all came in and broke Russia up into, you know, Russia and all the little tiny countries. And he's trying to build it back up again. No, sir. We're not, no. Even though all those other countries, they all speak Russian.
Well, yeah, they were just during Soviet times.
So, I mean, and it's so funny because they're not categorizing this war as, you know, white people fighting against white people.
Interesting.
Because there are no white people, they're just people. You don't have to separate them along color lines because they're just normal people, right? This is just war amongst humans because humans fight sometimes, and that's human nature. This is not about anything deeper because of their race, because they don't have one. They're just white. The default, they're just people.
Yeah. I appreciate the last couple shows. Moon Knight, I'll even give it to Falcon and Winter Soldier, Moon Knight, and now Miss Marvel actually addressing these issues surrounding history and race. Mm-hmm. Because Falcon and Winter Soldier, they talked about race,
yes,
and they talked about history, American history at that. I think they brushed it lightly, but they did talk about it when they talked about the Black first, the actual first Captain America, you know. So they did touch it lightly, and I think that they probably could have gone deeper, but they had to switch some things up. And then we had Moon Knight, which that Egyptian lore plus some Egyptian history. I thought that that was great too. That was really good for us to learn a little bit more about that. And then now here in Miss Marvel, I think they, I mean, that was probably some of my favorite parts of the show. But we also got the tie-in to Shang-Chi with the Ten Rings, because that's where they found the bangle, in a Ten Rings temple. Then the bangle itself is tied into what looks like Miss Marvel's same kind of cosmic stuff, because that end credit scene where she put it on and Miss Marvel shows up. So it's connected to the Ten Rings. It's connected to Miss Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Sorry. Captain Marvel. Like, there's a lot going on there. And then the fact that she can embiggen. So there's like a whole, like,
that was so cool.
Ant-Man thing. Like, there was an Ant-Man theme throughout the whole thing. Like, she kept drawing Ant-Man and there was references to Ant-Man. It was so cute.
Wasn't it cute how she was so enamored with all the superheroes? Like, yes. I love that.
Yeah,
it made her seem like a real young person.
Yeah, the cult. Listen, the Comic-Con that she went to, so cool.
Yeah, it was. I did want to say something about Moon Knight. Just something really, really tiny. Yeah, I want to retract everything I ever said about Moon Knight in our previous shows. I rewatched the thing, and I actually really liked it.
I'm just really happy that we don't film this on film.
I had to rewatch it. I rewatched the entire thing, and I watched it with
I my was thinking about doing it.
I loved it. Actually, it was really good.
It's a good show.
I'm okay. All right. We will accept your retraction.
Yes. Yes.
I wish you could see Melanie roller her eyes at me.
You know, I chalked it up to a touch of ADHD, and that maybe you weren't super focused on it, and so you weren't catching everything. And so I was like, she'll watch it again and she'll like it eventually, because it's not a bad show. No, it's a good show.
It was actually really good.
See, now I'm gonna watch it again.
It makes more sense now. I think it took time, like, to talk it through and, like, listen and hear everyone else's, like, reactions. And then I rewatched it. I'm like, oh snap, I get it now.
Oh, about Miss Marvel, before I forget it, I appreciate that they didn't have her go from complete beginner to expert in the span of one season. Mm. Like, I'm glad that even in episode 6, she was still, like, messing up with her superpowers and things like that. Because as much as I like a training montage, it's just not enough time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just not enough time to master, like, cosmic superpower energy. So I'm glad that they still had her kind of fumbling a little bit by the time the season ended.
When she dropped that boy, oh my God.
And the fact that he referenced it and he was like, she hates you, super cool, even though she dropped me.
And I broke my leg. I guess I was the test run.
So cute.
He's just so accepting, that whole little community. I love them. The way they, like, stood up and did that barricade in the end to protect.
Yeah, that reminded me of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cameron got on my nerves. Like, he went from, like, cool dude to punk real quick. Like, your mother straight left you.
That's so sad.
Straight left
you. Yeah, he was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but okay.
He was raised to do bad things. So he just.
And who knows how old he actually is? You know, who knows how old that kid is? So he might be young in both senses. He's a young kid in human years, and he's young.
They reference his age, though.
I mean, he was already dodgy because he was playing her to bring her to the mother in the first place. So I don't trust him. And I don't know. He just seemed like a punk. I'm not a big fan. And I like his whole, oh, I thought your name was Brian the whole time. No, you didn't. Like, I don't believe him.
I thought his name was Brian. Listen, every time that kid was like, he just keeps calling me Brian. I was like, well, what is your name?
His name is Bruno.
See, I got that when Cameron got that, when he made it very clear that his name was not Brian, because I was like, Brian fits you though. I feel like she said Brian when she was talking to you the first time. I don't understand. Is Brian not your name? Brian seems like your name.
Bruno, and they called him Bruno multiple times.
I was with Cameron the whole time. I was calling him Brian.
Why? Because he looks like a Brian?
Yes, it fit.
That's so rude.
They don't all look the same, Ashley.
I didn't say that. I just said he looks like a Brian. And so when Cameron was calling him Brian and he was like, oh, he just keeps getting my name wrong, I was genuinely confused. Like,
I think it's funny though, because it's that trope where like Asian, like, you know, people of Indian descent all get called Ahmed. Ahmed, right? Like, or they call them all Muhammad, even though that's not their name. It's kind of like that, like, you know, you call all white boys like, hey Chris, because whatever. It's that it was a play on that, like
because they're probably Chris's.
Or yes, Brian's. But it was a play on that. Like, he just assumed his name was Brian because that's what a lot of them are called. That was the joke.
It's fitting too. Like, so
yeah, like Becky.
I don't know why is Becky the common white girl name. How many Rebeccas do you know?
Exactly. But
no, I know more Christies. I know definitely no more.
There's a ton of Christies.
Sorry, not. I didn't mean.
I want to get into that.
Sorry, Christy. I was like, wait, definitely no more white Christies.
There's a ton. But Little Miss Marvel's bestie. I didn't like how she was like so snooty to her. When she didn't tell her secret, like, can you calm down?
That's
like,
her best friend. So if your best friend had superpowers and didn't tell you, you wouldn't be upset. And she told
me. No, I'd be like, you know what? You probably need time to come and express that to me. That's with any friend for anything. If there's something that you're holding inside that you can't share, I know in time you will. You just need to go on your terms. It's not on my terms. It's not up to me when you want to share what's going on in your life.
But she was actively lying, though.
Well, she had to cover the secret. That's a huge secret. She had to make sure that she heard.
I don't know. So if your best friend was having a baby and told everybody else but
that
you.
That is not the same.
Yes, it is.
Magnitude, I think, is the same.
Slap her.
Thank you.
Everybody,
this is the level. This is what I'm saying.
I love babies so much.
Her best friend hated
superheroes. That's the opposite of the analogy.
Christy, this is the level of passion is what I'm talking about. If you had a friend, like it's superheroes. Like, for instance, if this is the same level of passion though. Like if your friend was having a baby, your close friend was having a baby and didn't tell you, you would be upset.
I slap her.
Exactly. That's why Nakia was mad.
Babies. And she didn't tell me because I hated babies. Sure, that makes sense. And so her little friend hated superheroes. She was afraid to tell her. And I didn't like that she had to apologize, like almost beg her to talk again. Like, calm down.
But like, see, I think
you don't have to beg your friend. Like, that's too much.
It's like, all right, so your best friend hates superheroes, but they love you. And you're thinking so little of your best friend that you think that if I tell you I have superpowers, you're not going to like me anymore.
She's also a teenager.
Okay, but so is the other girl. The other girl is a teenager too.
No, she's not.
The other girl is a grown woman too. No, she's not. She's in high school. They're in high school together. No,
she looked way older.
They're in high school together.
They're in the same grade.
They are in, yes. They're all students together in high school.
I think she's a grown woman. Like in college.
Why would she be a grown woman hanging out with these two children?
I just thought that was like her little friend, like from family friend.
That would be very weird.
Why would she be in the high school bathroom with her?
I don't think that through, but
yeah, they're both
teenagers. You look so much older.
She did look older. I think the scene in the mosque was kind of confusing, especially when she was like, you should run for mosque board member. That
yeah,
seems
that
like a
threw
job
me
that
off.
Because grown men were running. Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can hold positions in the church. We don't have to be older people. And I think a lot of churches would benefit from younger people being on some of the church
Absolutely.
Committees. And I think that that's what a lot of, not to like segue all of this, but like, I think a lot of churches and mosques and community centers would benefit if they had younger people on their boards and it's not these people in their 50s, 60s, 70s all the time. They need some people in their 20s, 30s being the head of these committees, because that's why a lot of these religious organizations are stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Agreed.
So I was happy that they incorporated that into the fact that one, that she was a woman, and two, that she was younger and running.
I also liked that scene at the little street fair where the friend had to work the dad and like put that guilt trip on him of what he was gonna vote for, like his daughter's friend who was basically a daughter to him or some man.
Yeah.
He was looking so conflicted. He was like, no way. This is my best friend. Wait a minute.
Right.
And but you're making so much sense. I don't want to be an enemy of progress.
No, that was good. No, that was very good. I like that we got to see Bangladesh. Pakistan.
Yeah.
You kill me.
Yeah, I do like that they went to Pakistan. And I like that the grandma was like, we saw the vision together, and I figured if you was gonna figure out what it meant or what it was about, you need to be in your ancestral home.
I like that. She was like, you gotta come here.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. I love the story about the grandma and the great grandma and going back in time and seeing that like struggle, and then Kamran's mom finally giving in, you know, to all of that.
Did she though? Did she give in, or did she put her essence into Kamran?
Yeah, she gave all of her turmoil to her son.
I think that she put her
earthly body up. That's all.
I think she just transferred her spirit into him, because I don't think he's of his own mind. I think
there's definitely something going on in there.
Yeah.
Because I think some of the time he's him, and some of the time he's a combination of other things. Because he doesn't look like he's all there.
He also just got like a super ancient spirit transferred into him, and that might be a lot to handle too.
That's true. I love the ending part with the dad. Well, before the ending. Magic. He says Kamala means Marvel, and that's his Miss Marvel, like his little Miss Marvel.
Yeah, I love that the dad gave her her name and the mom gave her her costume.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. That costume was so perfect. I like, that's like when Martha gave Clark his costume. Just want to say that.
Wow. We made it an hour, guys. A whole hour before we mentioned DC, a whole hour. That's a record.
Yeah,
that's a record. Congrats.
Just
congrats. You know. I think that's the longest we have gone without mentioning DC. Good for you.
Yeah,
that's a new record, Christy. Congrats. I want to say the scene that was heart-wrenching the most was when the mother made the costumes for the con. The Hulk costumes, and she made the big Hulk and little Hulk costumes, and Kamala was like, I'm not wearing that, and like the dad cried and was like, I'm not gonna go, because like I was so hurt for him. Like, I mean, I understand how she reacted because she's a 16-year-old girl, of course you don't want to go with your dad, but like she didn't have to react so aggressively.
Why did I have to rewatch that episode? Because I thought that was her uncle. I was like, who is this man? Where did he come from? And I rewatched
because it was Tate the Green. You didn't recognize him. I'm
like, who is this? Yep.
You know, I felt for the dad until when he walked out the room. He was like, "You're not going." Like,
no, he said, "I'm not going."
No, he said, "You're not going."
No, he said, "I'm not going."
He said, "You're not going."
But she still went, so it had to have been okay.
He said, "You're not." No, she snuck out. She wasn't supposed to go. He said, "You're not going."
I'm not going.
Mm-mm. No, he said, "You're not going."
Because I'm not gonna rewatch it.
Her mother was like, "Either y'all go like this, then you go with your dad, or you don't go at all." And that's when she snapped. And he was like, he got all teary-eyed, and before he walked out, he said, "You're not going."
And she did the first Bueller thing.
I'm going to watch it again, but I could have sworn he said, "I'm not going."
I watched it with the captions on. He said, "You were."
I did too.
I rewatched it.
He said, "You were." And I was like, see, that's petty. because you know that she just said that out of teenage angst or whatever, and that she was going to be super embarrassed going to the goddamn Comic Con with her dad.
I'm gonna watch it again because I thought I saw I'm not going, but I'll watch it again. I'll watch it again because I the reason I felt bad for him is because I thought he said I'm not going because he didn't want to embarrass her.
Mm-mm. He said you're not going. He was on board with the mother's plan because they both said no sitting on the couch, and then they came up with that plan that if she was going to go, he had to go as like a chaperone and she had to have on something that covered her entire body.
Yep, you are correct. I am remembering that now.
And so I very much enjoyed when she snuck out and went anyway.
Yeah, it's very teenage girl.
Mm-hmm. It was. I also like that her mom couldn't keep a secret for like 24 hours after she told, after Kamala told her who she was.
It wasn't even that, it was, well, yeah, she did. She called the dad and the dad has the phone on a speaker. Do your parents do that? My mother and father, well, my mother especially, when you call her, she answers the phone on speaker. It's really annoying.
I answer the phone on speaker. I don't like having the phone on my face.
You too, actually.
I answer it on speaker phone.
My mom does it because her hearing is off, but I hate putting the phone to my ear because sometimes my chubby cheeks hits the end button.
And I feel like when you have a phone on your face, you can never really like get the speaker lined up perfectly with your ear so that you can actually hear the person. So I just answered it on speakerphone. And I'm gonna be doing that till I'm 99 years old.
Makes sense.
I can't wait till the day when I can blink at my phone and it answers on speakerphone for me.
Can I just say, I kind of felt bad for her brother. His wedding was ruined. literally, he spent every last penny on this wedding and it was just ruined. They couldn't even eat the food and finish dancing and partying.
Mm.
But I guess the outcome, you know, it outweighed the wedding.
Yeah. I liked that her and the other bride had that little moment outside when they were like, well, at least you look really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the wedding, I don't know. It was so funny. The wedding was interesting. The wedding was interesting. The dancing was cute. Bruno could have sat down though.
He definitely could have. Why did he even have
it's a role
in the wedding?
It's nice that they like invited him, but he could have declined.
Yeah.
He could have said, okay. He should have been like, no, that's fine.
Like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm very honored, but no.
Yeah, I don't need to do that. Thanks though.
Speaking of Brian,
his name is Bruno.
I did like when he went over to the house and Kamala's mom was like, are you staying for dinner? And he said no. And she was like, all right, well, I'll take you something to go.
And they came back with 10 containers.
Mm-hmm. One for you and one for all the people that you live with.
I just rewound the movie and it's true. The mom said, if you don't go with your dad dressed like that, you're not going at all.
Well, what did the dad say when he walked out?
The dad was like this.
No, before he
what
walked
did he
out,
say?
He said something to her.
Let me look. Let me watch. He looks really disappointed. He looks like he's about to cry. Oh, mm-hmm. He said, you're not going. And then he walked out. Oh, snap. And that's when she did her Ferris Bueller thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend that she was there. And she snuck out. Just like Little Miss Panda.
And that's when I lost all sympathy for his hurt feelings.
I thought he said, I'm not going. Oh, no.
Yeah, he said, you're
not going because his feelings was hurt.
Well,
I like how I couldn't tell what part of New York they were in. That cracked me up. Like the whole.
They were in Jersey.
They're right, because they're not in New York.
City. That's right. Jersey City. I was like, none of this looks like New York.
Because it's not. It's in Jersey. It's not.
But their Jersey City didn't look as tight as Jersey's, because Jersey City be packed. There's no parking over there. There was just open spaces everywhere.
Well, you know, they blocked streets off to film.
No, I mean, but to make it be realistic, literally, you cannot find a spot.
I guess they were banking on nobody noticing that or caring.
But it makes sense that they live in Jersey City. A lot of people, a lot of Indian people live in Jersey City. Like, a lot. So much so, like, a lot of the stores have saris and, like, outfits from that region. More so than, like, I don't know, Americanized clothes.
Hmm.
Good to know. Good to know. So the next time we'll see Kamala is in the Marvels, which comes out next year.
Okay.
And so the end credit scene, we saw Carol get pulled into this dimension, and we have no idea where it pulled Kamala. So where do you guys think she went?
In the future.
Maybe wherever Captain Marvel was?
She was in a different something. Where is Captain Marvel?
Her costume is completely different. So do you think Carol came from a different dimension, a different time, or a different or where?
I think
a different dimension would definitely work with where the MCU is going. Now, she's not the Carol Danvers that fought our Thanos. She's a different Carol Danvers.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm interested to see. The last time we saw, it's called The Marvels, and it's supposed to also include Monica Rambeau. And the last time we saw Monica Rambeau, she was supposed to be taking a trip up to the stars to meet Nick Fury. Mm-hmm, up with the Skrulls. So, Also, we now know about the Nor dimension, which is another plane that sits on top of our plane, so she could have been there in the other dimension.
Yeah.
So we have that option too. So I don't know.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I am too. I am as well. All right. Well, Disney question of the day. Which of Kamala's power, I guess that's that we've seen, do you think would you want to have? So we've seen she can, I guess, extend her body parts. She can grow, I guess, get bigger, and she can create little ice crystals that she can stand on. Which would you want?
I want the other one, where she can go to another dimension with the bangles.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do there?
I don't know. Explore.
Right. Be able to travel dimensions. But
like, you don't even know it's over there.
I mean, I'm going.
Yeah. I got powers.
How do you know that you have powers over there?
The bangle will still work.
Okay. All right.
I would either do that one or the extender thing, because that seems the most useful.
That was cool.
Yeah. I think if I was going to pick two, since both of you picked two, I would, I like the fact that she can travel around by stepping on the things. That'd be a quick way to get around. And the extender one is very useful to not, you know, because you don't have to get up. You can just reach for things.
Yeah. It's
always fun. Those would be it. All right. Cool, cool, cool. Next week, we will talk about Thor, Love and Thunder. You're not getting out of watching Chipmunks, so watch that if you didn't watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm serious. I know you tried to get out of it. You're not getting out of it. You think I forgot? I did not forget. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what's on the docket for us to talk about next. But yeah, so Thor Love and Thunder came out last week. The numbers are not good. I wouldn't go off of what critics say. Come with your own thoughts. And we'll see what everyone thinks.
I cannot wait to talk about that next week.
I will say, this is unrelated, but I recently finally watched Morbius. And I don't think it's as bad as everybody would say. I mean, it's not great, but it's not horrible. Not horrible.
Everybody's a critic.
Everybody is. Although I'm probably more lenient on movies than most people are. But Morbius was not like trashed. I mean, there are worse movies, definitely. But Thor Love and Thunder was, I liked it. Anyways, we'll see. And we'll talk about it next week. Until then, ladies, I bid you adieu.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Bye.